This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Did Obama just tell us how America ends? Because Obama's production company just made a movie about the end of America. And it's really freaking people out. Ending America as it is was the entire point of both of his campaigns and his presidency, to transform America. The movie's called Leave the World Behind, and it's freaking out the entire internet. It even freaked out its director. I'll get to that in a minute. Here's what one TikTok commenter wrote. My wife and I just finished this movie. There's a ton to unpack. It's a warning. And it left us feeling odd. That's exactly how I felt at the end of it. Rattled. Because here's the most chilling part. Obama's movie features the destruction of America through an attack on its grid that is completely paralyzing and disabling. Well, that's exactly how the World Economic Forum has been telling us the current version of America will end for the last couple of years. They've even done tabletop exercises on it and announced that once the internet is back up and running after what they call the cyber pandemic, everyone will need a digital ID to access it for our safety, and the world won't be the same again, at least not for Americans. This is the exact scenario laid out in Obama's movie. Do I have your attention now? First, for those who don't know, what's the World Economic Forum? It's a cabal of the most powerful financiers in the entire world. Its board of trustees is headed by Larry Fink, head of one of the wealthiest investment trusts on earth, worth trillions of dollars. This isn't some silly, shadowy Bilderberg conspiracy. Look up Davos. All the world's heavy hitters fly there every year to kneel at the foot of the World Economic Forum. Everyone who's anyone, finance or politics, has been a featured speaker. And what does the leader of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, say is coming? By the way, on the World Economic Forum website, by 2025, they give it a date, the exact cyber pandemic featured in Obama's movie, a cyber pandemic that will be far more devastating to commerce and the way we live than COVID ever was. Here's Schwab explaining.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. the COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
Schwab and the folks at the World Economic Forum aren't even hiding it. In fact, they have a name for it. It's called the Great Reset. Yes, that's specifically how they refer to the cyber pandemic featured in Obama's movie. It's all over their website. The period after the cyber pandemic will be known as the Great Reset, where everything about the way we live will be changed. We'll live in a surveillance state. We will own nothing. We will be happy. And our elites will dictate everything to us. The same elites who somehow know this cyber pandemic is coming, just like in Obama's movie. The basic plot is this, and I encourage you to watch it. I'd love to know what you think of it. A family decides to rent an Airbnb that happens to be a mansion outside New York City. The mansion that they stay in is owned by a financier himself who has a friend with Pentagon connections who's part of a evil cabal of men who all know about how the world will end. Well, they get a pass on what happens to New York City. You see hints at the destruction throughout the movie. I won't spoil it for you. As they discover together that the grid has been melted down and the world will never be the same again. The movie's about this awakening, this discovery that the old America is gone, never to come back. They spell it out for you pretty directly.
Amanda, we gotta start seeing this for what it is. There is no going back to normal.
Don't say that.
Okay, some background. The movie was made by Obama's production company called Higher Ground. Get it? When there's a major catastrophe, what do? You seek higher ground. Could it all be a coincidence? I mean, you know, a lot of these people who produce things, and I put that in air quotes, famous people, didn't really produce anything. They just put their name on it, right? I mean, maybe the Obamas weren't really that involved with this. Oh, they were. Headline from Variety.com. Barack Obama sent script notes for Netflix's new disaster film with Julia Roberts and, quote, scared the F out of its director. So Obama was deeply involved in the crafting the message of this movie, the making of this movie? Oh, heck yeah, he was. Here's what the director, Sam Esmail, said about these notes and instructions he got throughout the making of the film from Obama. Quote, in the original drafts of the script, I definitely pushed things a lot further than they were in the film. And President Obama, having the experience he does have, was able to ground me a little bit on how things might unfold in reality. And let's take a look at this reality, shall we? Who is behind, or at least knows, this disaster is coming? Again, a shadowy cabal of super powerful men, just like the World Economic Forum. By the way, the links for all this, my sources, I'm going to put up in the podcast description so you can click them. I got to warn you, though, they'll keep you up at night. Here's the first key part of the film where we get the idea of who is behind this, or at least knows it's coming. GH, one of the main characters, is a financial advisor to a guy with major Pentagon contacts who makes his money through military defense contracting. This guy is a member of the evil cabal that knows all about this. This grid melting disaster that is, quote, fundamentally transformed America. In this clip from the movie, GH, the character, and this member of the evil world-ruling cabal are getting drunk together. And the evil cabal member spills his secrets.
Eventually, he starts in how much he likes me and how he wishes he could invite me on this trip he's about to go on.
What kind of trip? Where's he going?
That's exactly what I asked. And he turns to me with a serious face. And he says, oh, you know, just my annual meeting with the rest of the evil cabal that runs the world. He was the kind of guy that was always known for jokes like that. Again, if I told you his name, you'd understand.
Well, I just have to take your word for it. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to pop off my butt.
Then, yesterday before the symphony, my friend calls me up. No scheduled appointment like he usually does. Just calls me out of the blue. And wants me to move around some of his money. And we're talking some big numbers, even for him. And as we're getting off the phone, I asked if he wanted to grab a drink. And he tells me he's going away for a while. I joke back to him. Oh, yeah. You hanging with your evil cabal this weekend? Thought that was only during the winter solstice. And he doesn't laugh. And he always laughs, even with bad jokes. And all he said was, take care of yourself. Almost as if he felt sorry for me.
But there's more. GH later divulges to Ethan Hawke's character as they're trying to save Ethan Hawke's character's son, who's dying. Hey, guess what? I know what kind of attack we're living through because my friend, who's Pentagon adjacent, was most afraid of this kind of attack. A three-stage attack, he says, that is aimed at collapsing the United States of America as it currently exists. Here is how this attack will go down, GH explains. And by the way, as you're hearing this, keep in mind the character GH bears a striking resemblance to Obama.
There was one program in particular that terrified my client the most. A simple three-stage maneuver that could topple a country's government from within. The first stage was isolation. Disable their communication and transportation. Make the target as deaf, dumb, and paralyzed as possible, setting them up for the second stage.
Okay, don't want to give too many spoilers here, but they've already lived through the first stage in the movie. Wait till you hear stage two.
Setting them up for the second stage. Synchronized chaos. Terrorize them with covert attacks and misinformation. Overwhelming their defense capabilities, leaving their weapon systems vulnerable to extremists in their own military.
In stage two, after the grid melts down, planes fall out of the sky, none of their electronics work, they begin to be hit with very loud noises that cause them physical pain and shatter windows. After these very loud noises, one of the characters, who plays the son of Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke in the movie, gets radiation sickness and loses his teeth. They just fall out of his mouth. Listen to the explanation given by the only person who seems to have sense in this movie, ironically, given that it was made by Obama, the character played by Kevin Bacon. He's a prepper who's read deeply into the news to the second and third level, and he gets what the evil cabal, or whoever, is really doing.
Well, we came out here because my son needs help. He's vomiting.
He lost his teeth and they just fell out. Can't explain it.
Huh. His teeth, huh? Well, it's got to have something to do with that noise.
You know something about the noise?
Well, it's not all that dissimilar to what happened in Cuba a while back. Microwave weapons, they call it, produces a kind of radiation that can be beamed out through sound. Some people lost their teeth there, too.
Bacon's character actually says the most stunning line in the entire movie to me, given that Obama is such a frequent denier of so-called misinformation, where Kevin Bacon's character basically says, you want to know what's really going on in the world, i.e. what the evil people are really doing, you gotta read deep into the news. Exactly the way so-called misinformers, disinformers who are always telling the truth in our society, always do. Exactly the way we do here. On Battleground America, take a listen to how you'll really know, according to Obama, what's actually happening.
You got to read the papers deeper than page one.
Now, are you getting an idea for why even the director says Obama scared the F out of him with his notes, with his suggestions, with his even making this movie? Again, folks, nothing to see here. Just a president who promised to end America as we know it. Making a movie about the end of America as we know it, fundamentally transformed and brought down in a three-stage process by a shadowy cabal or a foreign enemy in exactly the way the World Economic Forum says it's going to happen. I mean, nothing to see here whatsoever. Folks, People are freaking out about this online. There are literally tens of thousands of videos that have now been made making all these comparisons. It's nuts that he's done this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now here's stage three, in case you wonder how all this is supposed to end. The final transformation.
Without a clear enemy or motive, people would start turning on each other. If done successfully, the third stage would happen on its own.
What's the third stage?
A coup d'etat. Civil war. Collapse. This program was considered the most cost-effective way to destabilize the country. Because if the target nation was dysfunctional enough, it would, in essence, do the work for you. Whoever started this wants us to finish it.
Now, if there's one thing Obama assures us all throughout, it couldn't be our own government doing this to us. No, it must be, well, the Chinese or the Koreans.
We made a lot of enemies around the world. Maybe all this means is a few of them teamed up.
Okay, you're probably wondering right now, but how serious are they about this? Obama, the director, I don't know. But the World Economic Forum, here's from their website. Catastrophic cyber attack in the next 2 years, quote, by 2025. And they say that they have pulled this. 93% of cyber leaders believe the global geopolitical instability is likely to lead to a catastrophic cyber event in the next 2 years. They're very specific about it. Again, I wouldn't watch this movie for entertainment. I'd watch it to catch the very predictive programming feel that there is to it. Want to pause here for just a moment and thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast this year and helping me bring this message to you, and also helping me lose 29 pounds and keep it off for 10 months, and also develop enough of a metabolism that occasionally I can step out of line as I did over Christmas and enjoy myself, because I have a plan and a metabolism for life, and now I'm back on the plan, and I know I'm going to look the same in the spring as I do right now. Happy. Healthy, no joint pain, and with so much more energy. Oh yeah, and cheering close with my 14-year-old daughter. If you want your year to go like this, get started now. Call PhD Weight Loss. Make your appointment now for January. Find them online, MyPhDWeightLoss.com. You can do it from any state in the union. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Now back to the podcast. Okay, you're probably asking at this point, if this is some kind of weird warning from Obama, why warn us? Here's what I think. To inject the grid shutdown scenario that the World Economic Forum has hammered into our heads again and again and again, to inject the grid shutdown scenario into the popular psyche so we will recognize it and obey when it happens. This is a familiar thing to us. We know what is going on and we know that we need the government to save us and take control. By the way, as you're watching this, start noticing the symbolism of eyes popping up, including the eyes in the painting as they walk through the door of GH's mansion to spend what they think is going to be a carefree weekend there. There are eyes everywhere, but they are specific kinds of eyes, almost perfect reproductions of what's called the Eye of Providence. You know, the one on the dollar bill, the creepy one with the eye in the pyramid that's often wrongly attributed to having originated with Freemasons or Illuminati. Yeah, that's not actually where it came from. It's an ancient Christian symbol that was meant to convey God's paternalism over the world. Well, by 1789, the Declaration of the Rights of Man, the Citizen, that came out of post-revolutionary France, a period that the left would very much identify with, it became a part of a radical new sign, a radical new declaration with the Eye of Providence on top. And so it became an instrument of paternalistic reason, watching over newly egalitarian nation, a newly formed nation. The final Eye of Providence that you see in the movie is actually in a painting as one of the characters discovers a bunker, like a doomsday bunker. She goes down into it. You know she's going to be okay. There's a ton of food and stuff down there. And there's a way for her to avoid, you know, all the radiation weapons, all of this kind of stuff. Well, she walks by a painting and it's a chair. And the chair's seat is itself an Eye of Providence. And the painting says, "Hope begins in the dark." In other words, the lights have gone out. Our society has been shut down and it has been taken back from us by the paternalistic and all-powerful elites who are now going to rule us but fix everything so it's better. Again, folks, this is literally the Great Reset. If Obama made a film about the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, it would look exactly like this. If you're wondering, okay, but you're really tying this World Economic Forum into this, Tara, I mean, maybe you've got it wrong. Well, remember what I've told you on the Battleground America podcast. You can look this up yourself. What was the World Economic Forum doing in 2017 in partnership with Johns Hopkins and Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? And again, in 2019, they were running tabletop exercises, scenarios on the outbreak of a deadly virus that might shut down travel, trade, all of it. Just as COVID did. It's almost freaky. Looking back at the world economic documents on it that are still today on the internet, they're not even hiding it, folks. So when you see them doing the same tabletop exercises, given the same warnings, except now they're saying a cyber pandemic is coming and Obama makes a movie about it. Well, I'd recommend watching that movie, watching it the way Kevin Bacon told us to watch it, the way Obama is telling us to watch it.
You got to read the papers deeper than page one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, "That sounds fun," to, "In this weather, what if my asthma acts up?" I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.